If you're interested in having your shade and eating it too, at the Magic Garden in Tucson today, 9 o'clock, your local hoardy guy, Tony Serra. The Magic Garden will be talking about pecan, walnut, and almond trees. I love pecans. And the trees themselves, you find a historic neighborhood that's on irrigation and those 50, 70, 100-year-old pecan trees that are 50, 70, 80 feet tall, canopy, shade, and pecans in my family are a staple for Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Kay's got her toasted spicy pecan treat that's always available in jars around the house, and we've planted a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pecans are excellent. It's one of the few nut trees that do well in the Phoenix area. But yeah, like you said, there's some older parts of the valley that had in flood irrigated areas that it's great to see those nice big trees provide the shade.
But for the starter, it's not a instant gratification.
No, you have to be patient. Patience, yeah, definitely comes with that tree. It takes many years for them to get the size to grow and start to produce also. But yeah, in the long run, it's definitely a great tree to have, but not going to give you that immediate shade right away.
Not the immediate shade. It takes at least 7 years before they start producing the fruit. It can still take a few years before the fruit is refined.
Sure.
It takes a certain amount of zinc concentrate in your fertilizing that you have to add to your soils.
It takes some work. Yeah, to really get that high
not
quality.
Not hands off.
Exactly right. Yeah, to really get that high quality kernel, it does take some work. The feeding is huge. It's not something you want to just slack off on and not do because you're not going to get the fruit you want.
Water use is also a big issue with these trees. If you're on municipality or city water that charges by the gallon, that can be an expensive tree. I've been told as a rule of thumb for pecans, it needs 10 gallons a day per year of the tree. Now, you may not water all every single day,
right?
But on a one-year-old tree, if you water once a week, you got to add 70 gallons. 2 years, 140. And just keep multiplying it from there.
Definitely. It's a great rule of thumb to go by. But yes, definitely to really keep them going, especially in our climate, that's ideal.
If you enjoy smoking, it makes a great wood source for you in about 20 years to smoke your salmon or whatever you've got on the grill for the ball game that afternoon.
Exactly right.
So, other than pecans, not a lot of success in the Maricopa area for nut trees. You need a little higher elevation, a little more chill hours, and you can easily grow into your walnuts, pistachios, almonds.
Exactly. The almonds are, there's a couple varieties here that that'll produce just fine, but pistachios for sure are going to need that higher chill hours that Phoenix just doesn't see.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. Text is 411-923 and pictures at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We're going to continue on edibles, but we're a couple more rapid fire texts for you. When to cut back star jasmine vines?
If you're doing general pruning, right now is fine. They're not frost sensitive at all. So, if cut them back now and it freezes, it's not going to hurt them at all. But if you want to do some general pruning now, that would be great. If it's a hard cutback, you really want to take it back and start over. Late winter, early spring is going to be your better option. February time frame is ideal.
A three-year-old fig is growing well, but the figs get about the size of a quarter, then they dry up and fall off.
Water would be the first place I would check. Make sure it's getting enough deep water. We talked to a lot of people that water the fruit trees daily, thinking, okay, it's 110 out, producing fruit, it's going to need the water to grow. Watering daily for 10 minutes on a drip is not enough. So what I would recommend is not like the pecans per se, but heavy, deep watering, really soak it well and let it dry up between watering. So on a tree that's 3 years old, right now I'd water once a week, but next summer, really once to twice a week at most with a deep, heavy watering.
There's a lot of fig types and varieties.
A lot of figs.
Do you have a favorite for growth and flavor and texture?
A lot of them get quite large, and they can be big trees and overtake a lot of the smaller yards.
That's why Adam and Eve hid themselves. You know, those big leaves.
Exactly right.
They could never have done that with a mesquite tree.
No question. That's great. But figs are great in general. They do well in the desert area. There's a Bordeaux fig, which is a dark, of course, and it quite sweet. the tree itself is more dwarf. It stays smaller, you know, manageable for most yards. So, yeah, I'd say the Bordeaux fig would be my favorite.
And then removing 6 inches of soil from a Bermuda lawn, not sure why, but they want to keep the Bermuda lawn. Do they need to reseed, or are those roots deep enough that the Bermuda will come back?
That's a good question. You probably have a few roots that deep, but if you're taking that much soil out, no question you're going to have to reseed next spring or early summer. As soon as those nights creep up back into the 60s next spring, it's a good time to go ahead and put the seed down. But yeah, if you need to bring that grade down to where, you know, bring it down 6 inches would be the only thing I could think of why they'd want to bring it down. You'll definitely want to reseed. You'll probably get a few sprigs here and there that grow, but
if they're doing it to get rid of something like a pearl scale or something like that, 6 inches might not be enough.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, you really want to go down 10 to 12 inches if their insects are a problem.
All right. We can do a lot of things at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. Bottom of the hour news time. We'll be back shortly with Keith of Treeland Nursery, third generation Arizona and gardener.